Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you once again for the privilege to gather in the name of your beloved Son.
主，我们感谢你，让我们再一次有这个荣耀，奉着你儿子的名字来聚集在一起。
We thank you for the sense of your presence here.
我们感谢你就在我们中间。
Our confidence is that the precious blood of Jesus was shed for us.
我们有如此大的信心，是因为主你的血。
That he is the righteous one.
他是那公义的。
He is the holy one.
他是那圣的。
And we do hide ourselves in him as we draw near to you.
当我们靠近你的时候，我们就藏在你的里面。
Lord Jesus, we take hold of your promise that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are present in the midst.
主啊，我们就抓着你的话语，当有两三人奉你的名聚集的时候，你就在我们的中间。
And we recall your word.
我们来诉说你的话语。
That man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
人活着不单靠食物，而是靠神口里所说出的一切的话。
So Lord, in this time of fellowship in your word, we want to depend upon you.
主啊，在这个时候，当我们交通的时候，我们要靠着你。
We confess that we do not understand your word.
我们向你承认，我们不完全明白你的话。
And our thoughts and our words about it are worthless.
我们一切的思想，我们的人的言语都是无用的。
But we do trust that you are present in the midst as the living word.
但我们真是相信，哦，你就在你活的话语的中间。
And we look to you to open your word to our hearts.
我们就向你来仰望你，将你的话语向我们的心打开。
And may every heart burn within as we hear you speaking.
让我们的哦，让你的话语真是刻在我们每一个人的心板上面。
We look to you for grace, for speaking, for translating.
哦，我们真的是向你来仰望，在你的话语里面，在翻译的里面，在聆听的里面。
We confess, apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们真向你陈明，我们真的是没有办法做任何事情。
We want to depend entirely upon you for the hearing of your word and the understanding.
我们真的是要完全的仰望你来了解你的话语。
Lord, only if you have your way here amongst us is this time spent in a profitable way.
我们只希望只有你的方法在这里面，这让我们得造就的方法。
So we trust you and we look to you as we open your word together.
我们信靠你，我们仰望你，将你的话语向我们来解开。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名的祷告。
Amen. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. We can be together. We thank the Lord for this time.
弟兄姐妹们，感谢你，让我们真的是再一次能够有一段时间在一起来享受神的话语。
I would like to ask you to follow along as we read some portions of Scripture.
我请求各位来跟着我们一起来念一些经文。
First Psalm 11.
诗篇十一篇。
And verse 3.
第三节。
Psalm 11:3.
诗篇十一篇第三节。
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
诗篇十一篇第三节，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
Again, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
And Psalm 118.
诗篇一百一十八篇。
Psalm 118.
诗篇一百一十八篇。
We'll read verses 8 and 9 first.
第八到第九节。
Psalm 118, verse 8.
诗篇一百一十八篇第八节。
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
投靠耶和华强是依赖人。
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
投靠耶和华，强势依赖王子。
In other words, the best of men.
也就是说，最好的人。
It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man.
投靠耶和华，更强势依靠人。
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in the best of men.
投靠耶和华，强势依靠那最好的人。
Verse 22.
22节。
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
这就是主在做的工作，在我们眼前看为大。
This is the day that the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
The stone which the builders rejected,
匠人所弃的石头
is the chief cornerstone.
是那房角的主要石头。
This is all God's doing.
都是神在做。
The rejecting and the placing as a cornerstone.
这拒绝，这放置，这房角石。
This is the foundation of the Lord's day.
这是神的日子的根基。
This is the foundation of our rejoicing.
这是我们喜乐的根基。
Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书二十八章。
Verse
16. 16节
Isaiah 28:16.
以赛亚书二十八章十六节
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
所以主耶和华如此说：看啊，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石。信靠的人必不着急。
Or some translations say, whoever believes will not be disappointed.
或者有一些翻译说，凡相信的人就不至于失望。
Or you will never be ashamed.
或你不会感到羞耻。
If your confidence is in God's cornerstone,
如果你的信心的根基是在神的方角石上。
Finally, in the New Testament, Luke chapter 6.
新约路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6, verse 46.
路加福音第六章四十六节。
But why do you call me?Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug and went deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood rose and the stream beat violently against that house, it could not shake it.For it was founded upon the rock.
凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深的挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。
But he who heard and did nothing.Is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat violently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
Amen. Amen.Now, dear brothers and sisters, I really want to, I feel strongly impressed of the Lord to make this point before we begin.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我有一个很深的感动，要将这些话传达给各位，在我们开始之前。
I am not here among you as an expert on these things.
我在你们中间并不像是一个盖房子的专家。
I'm a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
我是主耶稣的使徒。
And what I would share with you is out of the Lord's dealing in my own life.
我要跟你们想分享的是神在我里面的启示。
I'm sensing in a very deep way in the first few months of this year the importance of foundation.
我在这几个月里面，在这几年里面，我深深的感受到这个根基的重要性。
And this is not just sort of what I think about things.
这并不是说我怎么想。
In fellowship with brothers that I know very well, in our home fellowship in South Jersey, there's a common sensing of this burden.
在我们南泽西我们的弟兄姐妹的交通里面，这个感受是很普遍的。
It is evident to all that we live in a time of testing.
我们现在处在一个测试的时候，这个是很明显的。
There is much uncertainty in the world today.
在今天的世界里面有许多的不确定性。
I know and you know some who have lost their job.
我们都知道有一些人失去了工作。
I know and you know some who have lost their health.
你认识一些人，我们也认识一些人，有些人失去了健康。
I know and you know there are people who are filled with doubts and questions when it comes to the Lord.
我们都知道有些人到神的面前来带着许多的疑问。
There are others who continue on in a religious life much as if everything is the same.
有些人仍然过着非常虔诚的宗教生活，好像一切的事情都一样。
But the question that really comes to the hearts of the seeking ones.
但真正的问题来到我们在寻求的时候。
What is the Lord seeking?
神怎么看的?
What does the Lord hope to gain through these times of testing?
神在这个测试的时候，他想要得着什么?
The Lord will send judgment for correction.
神会对着改正做审判。
He will send judgment to turn hearts unto himself.
神会借着审判将我们的心回转向他。
The times of trial for the Lord's people always have two sides.
在对神的百姓的试炼中的时间总是有两面性。
There can be a bitter side, a difficult side.
可能是很苦的，很难过的。
Oftentimes our world can be shaken up.
常常我们这个世界会，我们的世界会被摇动。
Our hopes and our plans can be ruined.
我们的希望，我们的计划可能会被毁坏。
And this can be a painful experience.
这可能会是一个很痛苦的经历。
But there is also the side of the sweetness.
但还有另外一面是甜美的。
That behind it all is a loving heavenly Father.
在这一切的后面是可爱的天父
who has created us and redeemed us and called us to fellowship with himself.
他创造了我们，他救赎了我们，他呼召我们来跟他有所交通。
And he would seek to use these times of shaking.
他会看我们在这个动摇的时候
to separate a people from this world.
将我们和这世界分别出来
and to separate that people unto himself.
将这些分别出来的人把它分别到他自己的里面
That is, he's seeking a people to belong exclusively to him.
他在寻找一些单单属于他的人
To be occupied exclusively with his concerns.
单单被他自己所占有的人
To know his mind, to know his will.
认识他的人，认识他心意的人
，and to go beyond the formality into a sensing, a feeling of what is his heart.
在一切的外面之间，到真的是能够到神的里面来了解他心里所想的。
All this in order that he may have a people who can stand with him on his side.
在这一切的里面，能够真的是站在。他的里面
to pray with burden and to pray with intelligence
能够来真的是很 很有负担的来祷告，很有智慧的祷告。
That His will may be done on the earth as it is in heaven.
让他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
So often we reduce that prayer to a formality.
所以我们常常将这些祷告变成一个公式化。
I memorized the Lord's Prayer when I was a young boy.
当我很小的时候，我就记得主的主导文。
And sometimes I would be prompted by my elders to say the Lord's Prayer.
有时候我会被我的年长的弟兄说要背主导文。
And oftentimes I said that, or I heard that said, and I never really touched the heart of it.
有时候我说，有时候我听，但是从来没有深深的让我感到我的心里受到感动。
That the Heavenly Father's name may be hallowed, held in honor above all else.
我们在天上父，愿你的名为圣。
That's the beginning.
那是个开始。
And that His will would be done right here, right now, among His people, as it already is in heaven.
让他的旨意能够在这个此时此刻，在神的子民里面能够形成，如同已经在天上形成的。
Now that is the prayer the Lord Jesus gave the disciple.
那就是主耶稣给所有使徒们的祷告文。
In order for it to be prayed, he needs a people who are in harmony with the Father's heart.
为了要有这种祷告，必须要有一群合一和谐的使徒们。
So why foundation?
所以为什么是根基呢？
It's in times of testing that we discover where we really stand.
当试炼来的时候，是试炼我们真的我们站在什么的基础上面。
Where does our confidence really lie?
我们的信心真的像什么？
Often it's times of failure that we're forced to face up to those kinds of things.
当我们有失败的时候，我们就被迫的要去来面对这些问题。
The illustration from employment is very good.
Unemployment?
If you are unemployed.
如果你没有工作的时候，像这些例子就是很好的例子。
We prepare our resume, we're searching for work, and we present all of our strong points to the others.
我们准备我们的履历表，我们寻找工作，这些就是我们在看我们的信心。
And if they're favorably impressed, we might get a job offer.
我们如果付诸于广告，我们可能会有一些工作的机会。
And if we're hired,That is very easy for us to think is because of our qualification, our background, our preparation, our ability to make a good impression on people that count.
如果我们有很高的资历，或许我们会觉得我们的工作机会很大，因为我们的条件、我们的经验等等，都会让要找人的人有一些很深的印象。
We might believe that we are in the position that we hold because of our capabilities.
我们会认为我们有这个。我们有这个能力是因为我们的能力。
But brothers and sisters, even the world will pray when they lose everything.
亲爱弟兄姐妹们，即使这个世界 ，even the world will pray.
The world will pray. Unbelievers pray.
即使这个世界都会祷告，因为他们也会有问题。
When they lose everything.
当他们失去一切的时候。
When there's no hope that they can see.Then men begin to pray.
当他们失去一切希望，他们没有看不到任何的时候，他们人也开始祷告。
It should not be so with God's people.
不一定一定要是神的子民。
We pray because we need Him.
我们祷告是因为我们需要他。
But we pray more so because we're called to co-work together with Him in times of stress and difficulty.
但我们祷告是因为我们被神外呼召，尤其在这个困难的时候。
We looked at Psalm 11.
让我们看诗篇十一篇。
This is a psalm that came out of a fierce battle.
这个是一篇诗篇从一些征战出来的。
David was surrounded by enemies.
大卫被敌人所包围。
And he felt the pressure.
他感到压力。
And he was seeking counsel.
他在寻求意见。
What should I do?
我该做什么呢？
And apparently, some who concerned for him advised him to flee to the mountains.
很明显的，有一些关心的人 建议他说你可以向山上去逃亡。
In other words, there's nothing you can do.
也就是说你不能再做什么了。
There is a time to stand and there's a time to retreat.
有时候我们要向前，有时候我们要撤退。
A foolish general goes into battle against an enemy that far overmatches him.
愚笨的将军们他会对着跟比他强大许多的军队来攻击。
You are completely surrounded by enemies that you can't even see.
你被一些看不见的敌人所包围着。
And these enemies are bent on your destruction.
这些敌人正在毁坏你的建构。
The sensible thing to do is to retreat.
所以合理的做法是撤退。
But what was David's response here?
但我们看大卫的反应是怎么样呢？
How can you say this to my soul?
你怎么可以这样子来向我的灵魂说话？
This counsel was no counsel at all.
这些测试们一点都没有给我很好的建议。
And he sensed the nature of this secret attack.
他感受到这些自然的隐藏的攻击。
It wasn't the enemies on the outside.
并不是外在的敌人。
It wasn't those who were hidden in the secret place who were attacking him when his back was turned.
并不是这些当他转向的时候秘密向他的背后攻击的人。
The real enemy was the suggestion that to trust in the Lord is in vain.
真正的敌人是那些告诉他相信神是没有用的那些建议。
The real nature of this attack was directed to the foundations of his life.
这攻击的本质是向着根基，生命的根基。
And the foundation of his life is the Lord himself.
而大卫生命的根基是在主他自己。
Where does your confidence lie?
你的生命的信心在哪里？
Is the Lord who he says that he is?
是那说我就是我的神。
Is your confidence in him?
我们的信心是不是在他的里面？
Or is your confidence in yourself?
或是我们的信心是在我们的里面？
Is your confidence in your favorable circumstances?
我们的信心是不是在我们觉得合宜的环境里面？
This is really what's behind this song.
这就是这一切事情就是在这个诗篇之后，后面要讲。
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
如果根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
If your confidence in who God has revealed Himself to be, if that confidence is shaken, you have no ground to stand on.
如果我们的信心，神所立的信心被动，我们的信心被动摇的话，那我们没有什么地方可以再站立了。
God has loved you. He has spoken to you from His word.
神爱我们，神用他的话语来向我们说话。
He has called you into fellowship with Himself.
神呼召我们来和他有交通。
You have confessed, I believe in Him.
我们都曾经宣告，我相信。
The foundation is your confidence in Himself.
我们的信心的根基是在于神他自己。
What is the foundation that David mentions here?
那在这里大卫所提到的根基是什么呢？
It's not faith.
并不是信心。
Faith is not our foundation.
信心不是我们的根基。
God himself is our foundation.
神他自己才是我们的信心。
We can place confidence or trust in man.
我们可以把我们的信赖放在人的身上。
We can place confidence or trust in princes.
我们不可以把我们的信靠放在王子的身上。
But the confidence of the righteous is in the Lord himself.
但义人的信靠是在神他自己。
What does David say? The Lord is in his holy temple.
那大卫是怎么讲呢？大卫说神在耶和华在他的圣殿里。
The Lord is present.
神耶和华是存在的，是显明的。
Do you know the presence of God in your life?
我们真知道神在我们的生命里面显明出来吗？
Do you know His presence in your home life?
我们真知道神在我们日常生活里面显出来吗？
Do you know His presence in the gathering of the saints?
当我们聚集的时候，我们是否是知道神就在我们的中间？
Is it evident to you when the Lord is present and something that He has nothing to do with?
那对我们来讲，是不是神在我们中间，而其他事情跟他没有关系呢？
Oftentimes we may associate outside of the fellowship of God's people, and we can sense a death in the atmosphere.
有时候我们在外面与一些人交通的时候，我们会感觉到死就在中间。
But where the Lord is present, there's a sweetness there.
但当神与我们同在的时候，那就是甜美。
There's an attraction to our hearts.
那对我们的心就是一个吸引。
But the Lord is in His holy temple.
神在他的圣所里面。
The Lord is in the midst of His people.
神在他子民的中间。
Where His presence is recognized and His name is honored.
当我们承认他的名，而当他的名被尊荣的时候
，The Lord is free to presence Himself.
神是很自由的来显明他自己。
Where two or three are gathered unto His name.
当两三人奉他的名聚集的时候
，This is foundation.
这就是根基。
The Lord's throne is in heaven.
神的宝座在天上。
Again, the authority of the Lord.
神的权柄。
Do you know the authority of the Lord, the government of the Lord?
我们真知道神的权柄，神的管辖吗？
Who makes the decisions in your life?
在我们的生命里面，谁做决定？
When you're deliberating, making decisions about which course to take.
当我们在决定要哪一些科目的时候，
Does the Lord have the last word?
神是不是有最后的决定权？
The Lord's throne is very real.
神的宝座是很真实的。
We sing All Hail King Jesus.
我们唱着主啊，你的名要被高举。
He is king.
他是王。
He has the right to govern in every matter.
他有那个权力来管理一切的事情。
And His word not only rules, His word overrules.
他的话不仅仅是不单是规矩，而是他的话管理。
Even the best plans,
其实最好的计划
are subject to the throne,
都臣服于他的宝座之下。
The Lord's throne is in heaven. Heaven rules over the earth. The invisible rules over the things that we can see.
神的宝座在天上，天上管辖的地上，不可见的管辖的地可见的。
To the unbelieving.I can't see it. It doesn't exist.
所以帮不信者说，我不相信，我看不见，它不存在。
And so we find the world running after one leader or another.
所以我们看到这世界从一个领袖传到另外一个领袖。
Because I can see.
因为我们可以看到。
But if you're the Lord's, you know that what is unseen is truly real.
如果我们真相信主了，我们就知道那看不见的才是真实的。
The things that are seen are only temporary.
看得见的都是暂时的。
What is unseen is eternal.
那看不见的是永恒的。
And what is eternal lasts forever.
那永恒的是存在到永远的。
Unchanging, unshakable, incorruptible.
不可改变，不可动摇，不可毁坏。
Our Lord's throne is in heaven.
我们主的宝座在天上。
Whatever is going on in your life, in my life.
不管在我们生命里面有什么事情发生。
Whatever we experience as an assembly of the Lord's people.
不管在我们聚会里面有什么任何的事情。
I'm sure that you, as an assembly here in North Jersey, are experiencing some unique testings and.Difficulties.
我相信在我们北美的聚会里面，我们都可以感受一些很特别的试炼和困难。
Everything that we're going through is a means the Lord would use to establish His kingdom in your heart, in my heart.
我们所遇到的每一件事情，都是神要用来建造在你里面，在我里面的神的殿。
This is foundational.
这就是。根基。
In our Bible study back in South Jersey, we're going through the book of Acts.
在我们南泽西的读经里面，我们
And there's
one place in the book of Acts that really seems to capture this thought very well. And I'm sure you remember the time when the Apostle Paul is on the ship and he's headed for Rome.
我们都知道当使徒保罗上船要往罗马的时候,
and they encounter a terrible storm.
他们遇到了极大的风暴,
and those who have been given the charge to bring this ship and all of these goods from this port to that port, they are extremely frightened.
那些掌管这船的一切的事情要
The storm is even so fierce that after a while they forget all about what they were supposed to deliver. They're fearing even for their own lives, their own survival.
那暴风是如此巨大, 他们已经顾不得那些货物, 他们只顾到自己的生命。
And you remember how in the midst of such a terrible test, the Apostle Paul was very much at peace.
那我们也知道在这一切这么大的困难里面, 保罗却是那么的安详。
And I paraphrase to say, he was sure that this ship would go through.
因为他真知道这艘船会往前走。
Maybe not the physical ship, but not a soul would be lost.
或许不是这物质上的那一艘船, 但是没有一个灵魂会被丧失。
In fact, I often find it humorous how he assured them and comforted them that everything will be all right. The only thing that you'll lose is the ship and everything you own.
我们也知道保罗后来说, 安慰那些人说, 没有一个人的性命会丢失, 除了这一艘船和你所拥有的一切。
Would that be a comfort to your heart?
那些话会来安慰我们的心吗?
Everything will turn out to the glory of God.
And
you will know the salvation of the Lord. But you'll lose everything. That's the bittersweet that I was talking about.
那是我们所谓的苦里面又有甘甜。
But I often wonder if I was in a ship in that kind of situation, would I be the one to stand there as Paul stood there?
有时候会想，如果说我在那船里面，我会像保罗一样站在那边吗？
I couldn't imagine doing that.
我不能想象我在做那一些事情。
It would seem in such a situation, all my religion would just sort of crumble before me.
有时候我感到我的信仰生活有很多的颠簸就在我的面前。
Would others see Christ in me?
我们会看到主耶稣在我的里面吗?
Would they see Christ in you in that situation?
他们会看到在那种场合里面会看到主耶稣在我们的里面吗?
That's really the secret behind Paul's confidence.
那真的就是在保罗信心的里面的那个奥秘。
It's not Paul at all.
那并不是保罗。
It is Christ.
那是基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes it takes the storm and it takes our world breaking up.
亲爱弟兄姐妹, 有时候我们真需要一些暴风, 把我们的世界来打碎,
for us to discover the tremendous potential of that life that has been deposited within the earthen vessel.
让我们看到, 十分大的可能性在我们在
We know our Lord Jesus could sleep peacefully in the midst of a storm. Even when the boat is filling up with water. And even when he's surrounded by a bunch of noisy disciples. Disciples who are convinced that he doesn't care about them because he's sleeping during the storm.
使徒们相信主耶稣不关心他们因为他在暴风的中间还在睡觉。
But you know, brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus awoke and he rebuked that storm and brought a great calm.
但我们知道当主耶稣起来的时候,醒过来的时候,向着暴风说话,那些暴风就止息了。
He was only bringing outside where the disciples could see that calm that was in his own soul.
他只是将外面使徒们可以看见的来做，让他们的内心能够来安静下来。
This is the unshakable foundation.
这就是那不可动摇的根基。
The Lord is in His holy temple.
主在他的圣殿中。
His throne is in heaven.
他的宝座在天上。
Everything that happens happens by His design.
所有会发生的一切事情都是他所旨意命定的。
There are no coincidences.
没有巧合。
There's no fortune.
没有幸运。
There is no luck.
没有好运气。
All is by God's design.
完全都是由神来设计的。
Even the rejection of his beloved son.
即使他的爱子被弃绝。
The death of his beloved son at the cross of Calvary.
在加略十字架上他爱子的死。
While the world stood and mocked him.
当世界所有人站着来取笑他，侮辱他。
This was all by the deliberate design and foreknowledge of God the Father.
这都是神有意识的安排。
It was through his rejection that you and I might be included.
这借着他被拒绝、被弃，我们才会被包含在里面。
God had to turn his back on his innocent, holy, and righteous son.
神必须不看掩面不看他那无罪圣洁的孩子儿子。
So that he could turn his face.To you and to me.
所以神能够转面向我们。
And so that we could behold his face without shame.
所以我们才能够毫不羞耻地看着他的脸。
The Lord Jesus' shame on the cross, that was my shame.
主耶稣在十字架上所受的羞辱是我们的羞辱。
But the fellowship that he enjoys with the Father, that's my portion. That's your portion too.
但主耶稣他在与父神交通里面的喜乐是我们的喜乐。
He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."
他说：“主啊，父啊，赦免他们，他们不知道他们在做什么。”
In fellowship with the Father, in loving the ones who despised him.
他在和父的交通里面，爱着那些弃绝、厌弃他的人。
This is all foundation.
这些都是根基。
The Lord is righteous, David says.
大卫说，主是公义的。
Every accusation that comes to your heart.
每一个事情到你的心里面的时候。
If you've known failure in your life.
如果我们都认为我们是一个失败者。
And you know that sense within, I'm no good, I'm not good enough.
如果我们心里说，我是不好的，我是。
And there is an accuser of the brethren who never ceases to accuse the brethren night and day. And it's along these lines, you're no good.
在那里有一个控告者，他不停，日夜不停的控告我们，我们是不够好。
But dear brothers and sisters, there is one who is good.
但亲爱弟兄姐妹，在那里有一个是善的，好。
There is one who is righteous.
在那里有一个是公义的。
And in him, we are accepted.
在他里面我们都被接受了。
This is our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
The Lord is righteous.
主是公义的。
Our testimony, the Lord is good.
我们的见证就是主是公义的，好的。
I talked to an older brother recently.
我跟我一个年长的弟兄谈过话。
I have so many questions and I bring them all to my brother.
我带到他面前有许多的问题。
I think he will give me some wise counsel from the Lord.
我以为他会给我一些从主来的建议。
Maybe you have experience like this before.
或许你也有一样的经历。
And when you're together with your older brother in the presence of the Lord, you might hear some things you don't expect to hear.
当我们和我们年长的弟兄在一起，在主的同在中，我们或许会经历到一些，我们会听到一些我们不期待听到的。
And I talked for a long time, and I was talking about many different things.
我讲了很久，我讲了很多不同的事情。
And my dear brother, he was quiet for a while, and then he spoke to me.
我的亲爱的弟兄安静了一会儿，然后他告诉我说
，He said, recently I've been singing more to the Lord.
他说最近我向我的神，我的主唱更多的歌。
He says sometime, I just have to sing.
他说有时候我就是必须要唱。
And in my song.Is just to repeat to the Lord what He knows already.
在诗歌里面，我们只是不断的重复告诉神他已经知道的事情。
Lord Jesus, You are good.
主啊，你是好的。
Lord Jesus, You are faithful.
主耶稣，你是信实的。
Lord Jesus, You are righteous.
主耶稣，你是公义的。
You are always right.
你永远是对的。
Lord Jesus, you are wise.
主耶稣，你是有智慧的。
You understand all.
你知道一切。
Lord Jesus, you are almighty.
主耶稣，你是大有能力的。
There is nothing that is too difficult for you.
在你没有做不成的事。
Now you see, dear brothers and sisters, my heart was very much encouraged.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以看到我的心是如此的被激动。
But I was also very humbled.
但同时我也很谦卑的。
Because I see how occupied I am with myself.
因为我看到我自己是如此的如此的被占据的。
And when all I can think about is me, all of my strength drains out.
当我只想到我自己的时候，我所有的力量就全部都流失了。
But our confession is not ourselves.
但我们的宣告并不是为了对我们自己。
It's the Lord.
是我们的主。
We come to Him, we confess what He is.
我们到他的面前来，我们来宣告他是什么。
We confess what is true of Him as He's revealed in His Word.
我们照着他话语的显示来宣告他是什么。
I sensed that this morning. Did you sense that this morning?
我在今天早上感觉到了，你们有没有这样的感觉
？That sometimes.We can gather together, and I do confess I might come to a prayer meeting sometimes after a long day, and I feel very, very worn out.
有时候我在一天之下，我到了一个祷告会，我觉得我很疲乏。
And all it takes is one brother or sister who will open their heart and just confess the truth about the Lord.
所需要的就是一个弟兄或一个姐妹来宣告神的真实。
Not to ask him for anything.
不是不要求什么
But just to say what is true of him.
就只是单单的说他是什么他是他的真实
And this is what I learned from my brother.
这就是我从我的弟兄那边学来的
This really is a foundational matter.
这真的是根基的事实
If I come to the Lord and I'm occupied with my own need, my own problem.
如果我们到主的面前，但是我们被我所需要的我的问题所充满的时候
，That's a self-centered life.
那是自我为中心的生活。
But if we come by faith in fear and trembling in weakness, we open our mouth and we confess what is true of Him.
如果我们到主的面前，我们充满了谦卑，我们真的是很软弱的到神的面前来宣告他是谁。
We'll discover not only in our own hearts, but in the hearts of the saints around us.
我们就会发现，不仅仅是我们的心，而且我们会感受到我们周围人的心。
There's Amen there.
那边有一个 Amen 在里面。
This is true.
这是真实的。
This is right.
这是对的。
And our hearts are helped to look away from ourselves and to look to the Lord.
我们的心不再看着我们自己，而是看着神。
And sometimes, dear brothers and sisters, it's not always the leading brother.
所以有些时候，弟兄姐妹们不是。不仅仅不只是我们的领导的弟兄。
Sometimes the brothers who take the lead among us, they feel that need most deeply.
有时候我们的领导弟兄们，他们真正感觉到他们是最更需要的。
And it's just the prayer or the praise or the confession of a simple child of God that will lift our hearts and bring us to the Lord.
而有时候就是那单纯的祷告，将我们的心举到神的面前。
Last Lord's Day, we have asked young people to stand up and share what they have received from a recent conference that they attend.
在最近的时候，我们在一些研讨会里面，我们来寻求神。
And oftentimes the hearts of the oldest among us would be very touched by what the young people share.
时常那些年长的弟兄的心会被那些年轻的弟兄们的心来感动。
Because we can see the grace of God at work in them.
因为我们能够从他们身上看到神的恩典的作为。
And usually they're so worried, I can't get up to say anything, I don't know what to say.
有时候我们会很担心我不能站起来说什么，因为我不知道说什么。
And that's a good place to be.
那就是一个很好的地方。
So then you just won't just say whatever comes to mind. You trust the Lord and He'll give you what's right.
我们就只说神告诉我们。
Isn't it true, dear brothers and sisters, this is foundation?
所以弟兄姐妹，这不是真的吗？这个就是真的哦，根基。
So I'm going to try to sing a little bit more.
所以我要试着唱更多的歌。
You know, singing is very interesting. Oftentimes we don't even listen to the words that we sing when we read the hymn.
你知道，唱歌是一件很有趣的事情。有时候我们甚至于不看歌词，我们就是这样读过去。
And sometimes I think if I really took it to heart, maybe I wouldn't sing it.
有时候我们就会这样想，我们根本不会想要去唱。
Because hymn singing is just something that we Christians do.
因为我们会认为唱圣诗只是我们这些基督徒的事情。
But a heart that is alive to God.
但我们的心是向神是活着的。
And a heart's confession of what is true of the Lord.
我们的心可以来真的体会到神的真实性。
This is precious.
这些是宝贵的。
You remember our Lord Jesus said to Peter, all Peter said was, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
记不记得彼得说，你是神的儿子，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus rejoiced.
而主耶稣是如此的喜悦。
Flesh and blood has not revealed that to you.
让那显明在我们的心里面。
That's the work of my heavenly Father in you.
那就是。我们在天上的父的话写明在我们的里面。
That's real confession.
那是真实的宣告。
That's foundation.
那就是我们的根基。
Whatever God does, it says in Ecclesiastes, it is forever.
凡神所说的都是永久的。
If God's working in your life, there is something in your life that will last forever.
当神在我们里面动工的时候，有一些事情是持续永恒的。
It will never be shaken.
永不动摇。
It will endure and it will satisfy your heavenly Father's heart.
那会哦，持守着会满足我们在天上的父的心。
Now, really, all of these scriptures that we read, they all point to the same thing.
我们读过那么多经文，都指向同一件事情。
God's foundation is Christ.
神的根基就是基督。
The reason for everything is Christ.
神所做的一切事情的理由就是为了基督。
What is the will of God?
神的旨意是什么？
It's Christ.
是基督。
Christ supreme over the universe. That's God's will.
神基督的一切高于宇宙的一切，那就是神的旨意。
Christ supreme in your heart, in your mind.
基督高于我们心里的，我们思想的。
In every detail.
在每一个细节上面
，Christ all and in all，
基督是在所有的里面的里面。
The fullness of Christ，
基督的丰满。
What is God's will that Christ should fill all things？
神的旨意就是基督应该要充满着一切。
What is the church？ Just a vessel to contain Christ。
教会是什么？教会就是承受基督的一个容器。
What is a disciple?
使徒是什么？
One who is yoked together with Christ.
是和基督一起同负轭的。
What is a witness?
见证人是什么？
One who speaks freely of Christ.
见证人是能够自由地讲述基督的人。
What is a prayer meeting?
祷告会是什么？
A group of those who belong to Him.Coming to seek the face of their Lord. It's Christ.
是一群属基督的人在一起来寻求信心的 就是那基督的那一群人。
What's a Bible study?
圣经研讨是什么？
Is it possible to study the Bible and not meet Christ in the Bible?
我们有可能只是在讨论圣经而看不到基督吗？
Oh, it's very possible.
这是很有可能的。
The scribes and the Bible experts, they knew the scriptures forward and backwards, but the Lord Jesus walked on this earth, and they despised and rejected him.
在圣经里，我们看到那些所谓的圣经专家们将圣经从头到尾熟读，但主耶稣就在他们旁边，他们却弃了他。
Those experts in the written word,
那些专家们读了那些文字
，who knew all of the prophecies of Messiah since their childhood.
他们从小就知道那基督那弥赛亚要来。
They stood in the presence of Messiah himself.
但他们就站在那弥赛亚就站在他的面前。
They did not know him.
他却不认识他。
But you'll remember those two on the road to Emmaus.
你知道这些太多。
Jesus had died.
耶稣基督死了。
And their hearts were broken.
我们的心碎了。
And they'd heard stories from some of the women that he had been raised from the dead.
他们听到一些事情说，从一些妇女说，他复活了。
This is nonsense, they said.
他们说啊，这是
just wishful thinking.
这只是你们所希望的事
情。Things that women would say.
那些只是妇女们讲的。
Read carefully. They despised the testimony.
他们不相信，他们就不相信，不接受这些见证。
And a stranger met them on the road. You know the story.
而在以马忤斯路上面，我们都知道这些事情。
And began to ask them, what's going on? What is this that you're talking about in such a heated manner?
他们主耶稣问他们说，你这发生什么事情？为什么你那么忧愁呢？
And they despised him too.
他们也不理他。
They say, are you the only one that doesn't know what's going on in Jerusalem?
他们说你可能是唯一这一件事，唯一的一个人不知道在耶路撒冷发生了什么事情。
And he goes, well, tell me more.
主耶稣说，那你告诉我更多。
And the scripture tells us that as they were walking on that road, the Lord Jesus opened the scriptures to them. He spoke to them from the word of God.
在经文上面，我们看到主耶稣向他们的心窍开启，用神的话语向他们的心开启。
He said, your heart is so slow to believe.
主耶稣说你们的心如此相信的如此的缓慢。
Don't you know that the Christ must suffer?
你们难道不知道基督需要被受害吗？
He must suffer all these things and die and then enter into his glory?
你不知道基督要被受害 要死然后到那荣耀里面。
Now what was their testimony later?
所以我们看到后来的见证是什么？
Now, later on, when they knew it was the Lord Jesus, they said, well, wait a minute, back on that road, the stranger was talking to us and our hearts were burning within.
在经文上面见证告诉我们，当他们回想到他们认出主耶稣的时候，他们回想在那路上的时候，他们说我们那个时候的心不是火热的吗？
And I didn't know it was Jesus. I just knew that there was something different about this ministry of the word.
我们不知道他是基督，但我们只知道在这个事工上面有一些事情不同。
And so much so that when we arrived home, we really want him to stay with us.
就是这样子，当我们回到家的时候，我们就只希望他能够和我们同在。
He said, well, no, I must be on my way. But he said, we urged him to come in.
他说不行，我必须要继续往前走，是我们强留他下来。
And as we sat down at the table, he took hold of the bread and he broke it, just like he was master of the house.
当我们坐下来拨饼的时候，他拿起饼来拨饼，好像他是家主一样。
And immediately our eyes were open, and we knew it was the Lord.
但是马上的，我们眼睛就被打开来了，我们看出他是主。
And suddenly there was a connection between all of these scriptures that he unfolded to us and the person of the Lord Jesus who was sitting at my table and was eating bread with us.
有一些事情可把这个经文给解开来有关系，而他就坐在我们的中间，和我们一起同吃。
You see.Christ himself is the foundation.
我们看到主耶稣他自己就是这个根基。
We have Bible study. If Christ is not met there,
我们如果有一个研讨圣经，但是主耶稣不在其中，
What a sad thing that is.
那是多难过的事情啊。
But where Christ is, there are hearts that are burning.
但主耶稣在我们里面，我们的心就感到火热。
Where Christ is, there is that recognition.Of his presence.
在我们心里面，我们要来 真的认识到主的同在。
There is that recognition of His authority, of His throne.
我们要来认知他的权柄，他的宝座。
Now, if you had a guest over to your house for dinner, and that guest rose from the table and took the plate and began to distribute the food, or took the bread and began to break it, it would probably make you very nervous.
如果我们有一个客人到我们的家来坐席，但是他却站起来开始发盘子、发面包，或许这件事情会让我们觉得有点怪怪的。
Well, wait a minute, I'm the host and you're the guest in my home.
你会对他说：“等一下，我才是家主，你是这个客人。
”I would be very embarrassed if you would rise to serve me.
如果你开始来服侍我的话，我会觉得很不好意思。
But now this occasion is very different.
但在这个时候，这件事情是很不同的。
We recognize the Lord Jesus has the right over this home.
我们真认识到主耶稣他对这个家有那个权柄。
He has the right to take the lead.
他有这个权柄来领导我。
He has the right to do as he sees fit.
他有这个权柄来做他所看见的一切事情。
And what a place of joy and refreshment where the Lord is received and recognized in this way.
Oh, 这是多么在主上面，他是多么的喜悦，在他被接受来做这一切的事情的时候。
Their hearts were filled with joy. They couldn't wait to run back to Jerusalem to tell the others.
他们的心是如此的火热，他们必须要马上回到耶路撒冷去传播这件事情。
You see that Christ Himself is the foundation.
所以我们看得到耶稣基督他自己是那基础。
Go back and read some of those scriptures that we looked at.
所以我们再回来看有一些我们念过的经文里面。
Do it on your own time.
在我们自己的时间里面。
Christ is a tried stone.
耶稣基督是被试验过的石头。
He's been tested in every way that is possible for a human being to be tested.
他被测试在一切有可能人类可以想出来的一切的测试方法之下，他都。
And he has shown himself faithful to his father in every detail.
而他自己向他的父神来显现，他是那有信实的。
He has been tried in every way, and he has been proven.
他被所有的事情、所有的方法都测试过，而他被证实他是有靠的。
This is a life you can build on.
这就是一个生命，我们可以建造在上面。
He is precious stone.
它是那宝贝的石头。
That's precious not to the eyes of man.
那宝贝并不是在我们眼中视为宝贝。
But precious in the sight of God.
但是在神的眼中视为宝贝。
And if he's precious in your sight, it's because God's had mercy on you.
而他，我们会认为他宝贝，是因为我们得到神的恩典。
If I see anything precious in the Lord Jesus, it's because God has had mercy on me.
如果我们看到主耶稣有任何宝贵的地方，是因为神的恩典在我们的身上。
And he has shared with me the preciousness of his beloved son.
而神跟我们来分享那他独生爱子的宝贝的地方。
The world will always despise.
这世界总是来弃绝他。
And say this is worth very little.
因为这个世界是很小的。
But in the sight of God, this is true value, eternal value.
但在神的眼中，这是真实的价值，是永恒的价值。
God could look upon every detail of the life of His beloved Son, even before His public ministry, and say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
神可以在任何的细节上面，即使在创世纪前就看到他这个爱子的一切的生活细节。
He saw what no man could see.
他看见人不可看见的。
He saw the.Hidden things.
他看到那隐藏的事情。
Every imagination of the thought of the heart, he knows.
所有人心可以想象的，他都知道。
And he said concerning the Lord Jesus, "This one is well pleasing to me."
他向指着主耶稣说，这个是我所喜悦的。
And now God would share this precious one with you and with me.
而神愿意将这个他所宝贝的来跟我们来分享。
He's a precious stone.
他是那宝贝的石头。
The cornerstone.
他是那房角石。
That means everything depends on him.
指的是所有的事情都是靠着他。
Sometimes we can wear ourselves down with all the responsibilities that we think we have to bear alone.
有时候我们会觉得我们所担负的那一切的责任，把我们真的是弄得很累。
But God has created this universe with a specific design.
但神创造这个世界有着一个特别的一个设计。
And that is that His beloved Son should be the center of all things.
那就是他的爱子应该是这个所有的创造的中心。
That He should have the priority over all things.
他在所有的一切事情上面的居首位。
That He should have the first place in all things.
他在所有的事情上面要当头。
And that all things hold together because of Him.
所有的事情连接在一起是因为他。
If not for God's Son, this universe would fly and disintegrate into chaos.
如果这个世界不是因为主耶稣基督的话，他那宝贝儿子，这世界就陷入一个迷惶，一个困难里面。
Read the first chapter of the letter to the Colossians.
让我们来念哥罗西书第一章。
Everything depends upon Him.
万事是借着他。
Dear brothers and sisters, He is a sure foundation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，他是那个确定的。
Now, sure means certain.
确定指的是确实。
Everything that God does is founded upon Christ.
神所做的一切事情都是建立在基督上面。
Who Christ is?
基督是谁？
What Christ has done?
基督做了什么？
It all depends upon Him.
都根据他。
Have you ever experienced this, where you ask the Lord to give you power?
我们有没有这种经历？我们来要求神给我们一些能力。
I feel so weak.
我觉得如此的软弱。
Give me strength.
我需要一些能力。
And sometimes it seems like, well, that prayer goes unanswered.
我们有时候感到这些祷告好像没有什么答案。
Or give me wisdom.
或者给我智慧。
Now we're supposed to ask for wisdom.
我们应该要求智慧。
If anyone lacks it, let him ask God.
如果我们没有智慧，我们就跟神搞得不。
But oftentimes, when I think wisdom, I mean give me an answer, a solution.
有时候我们会认为智慧指的是给我一些答案，给我一些解决的办法。
But when God says wisdom, He means Christ.
但我们知道神，当神说智慧指的是基督。
Christ is the wisdom of God.
基督就是神的智慧。
You don't need wisdom, you need Christ as wisdom.
我们不需要智慧，我们需要。
You don't need power. You need to know that Christ is the power of God.
我们不需要能力，我们要知道基督就是那能力。
Now you see how God would prepare you and me to discover Christ as wisdom.
所以我们知道神会如何来准备我们来认识基督的智慧。
Well, first of all, I see I'm pretty foolish.
首先我们要看到我们蛮笨的。
And I ask God to give me wisdom, and He doesn't seem to answer those prayers.
当我们求神给我们智慧的时候，他好像不回答我们的祷告。
But then this revelation that Christ Himself is the answer to all my question.
但其实我们基督是我们一切问题的答案。
Christ Himself is the supply to every need.
基督就是供应我们一切我们所需要的。
And God wants me to know Christ as the foundation of my life.
而神要我们知道，我们生命的基础就在基督。
I see that's a little bit different.
我们看到这有点不太一样吗？
That's why Isaiah said, "He who believes will not act in a hasty way."
所以，以赛亚说，那相信的人就不会在一个惊慌中。
If you really see this stone the way God sees this stone, your soul will be at rest.
如果我们看到神所看到的那一个方角时，我们的心就会安息下来。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's time to stop.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们停在这里。
But I just leave you with this exhortation.
让我们再看一下这个多的东西。
When our Lord Jesus spoke of foundation, He always made it very personal.
当主耶稣说到这基础的时候，他总是指的是非常个人的事情。
He could have spoken about the eternal purpose of God.In His intricate design of the universe,
他可以讲到神的神对设计这个整个宇宙的一些旨意。
He could have spoke of mysteries that He had learned through intimate fellowship with the Father.
他可以讲到他与神之间父神之间亲密关系所得到的那些奥秘。
But when our Lord spoke of foundation, He made it very personal.Very simple.
当主耶稣讲到这根基的时候，他讲的是非常个人的，非常单纯简单的。
He said, "Your life is like a house."
他说，我们的生命就像一个好房子。
And everyone must build.
每一个人都要建造。
You're born and you live and you age and you die, and your life is a house.
我们出生，我们长大，我们年老，我们死亡，我们的生命就是一个房子。
Now, whether you build is not a choice that you have.
我们怎么建不并不是我们的一个选择。
But you can build well or you can build poorly.
但是我们可以盖得好，或是盖得不好。
If you build well, your house will have a firm foundation.
如果我们建造得好，我们的房子会有一个很坚固的根基。
And that foundation is deep in the ground where no man can see.
而这房子的根基会深深的在土里面，是人所不可见的。
In fact, your house with the good foundation looks exactly the same as the other house that has no foundation at all.
事实上，一个好有好根基的房子，看起来就跟那些没有根基的房子看起来是一样的。
The real difference is the work that's been done underground.
真实的工作是在那看不见的，在地底下的工作。
Where worker has been allowed to come and remove the earth.
当那些工人能够被允许来到这里来把那些泥土拿走的时候。
And dig down deep until you get to the rock.
深深的往下挖，直到他感觉到那块石头。
And until that dirty work is done.
直到那些肮脏的工作完成。
There's no building upward where any eye can see.
那在往上面的工作才能开始工作。
You ever see a foundation laid in a new building site?
我们有没有看到一些新的建筑，它的地基是如何来建造的？
It's a mess.
是很脏脏。
Just a hole in the ground.
就在地上一个大洞。
And a lot of dirt piled up.
很多的泥土在旁边堆成一堆。
But if you get down deep enough.You have something solid that you can build on.
如果我们挖够深的话，我们在地下面有一个，就会有一个很坚硬的东西，我们可以在上面。
And that's God's way with you and me.
那就是神对我、你、我们所做的事情。
He wants to get all the earth and that reliance upon that old Adam life. You know, that's what Adam means, earth.
那神就是要把我们生命中那老亚当的那些泥土给移除。我们都知道亚当的意思就是泥土。
And he wants to make room for Christ.
他要创造一个空间，能够让基督进来。
To build something that will last forever.
在我们生命里面建造一些是建造一个能够持续到永恒的东西。
The Lord Jesus said, "If you come to me and hear my word and do what I say, that's the way your life will be."
主耶稣说到我这里来，听我说的，做我所做的，那就是你的生命。
But if you're wanting a shortcut.
但如果我们想要走捷径
，You skip the foundation and get right to the pretty stuff.
如果我们就这样跳过那根基，我们就开始来告一些好像看起来很美的东西。
You're just like the one who says, "Lord, Lord," for the benefit of the others.
那我们就像那些人说，主啊，主啊，我对我们有什么好处呢
？Unless he's really Lord.
除非他是真的主。
The storm and the flood.Will find you out.
那些风暴，那个大水，会把我们冲走。
May the Lord help us together.
愿主帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word.
主，我们感谢你那宝贝的话语。
And we do pray, Lord, that in our daily lives, in our families, in our fellowship together.
主，我们求你，真是在我们每天的生活，在我们家庭生活，在我们在肢体交通的时候。
We pray that you would apply these things to our lives in such a way that we would really live in the reality of them.
主，我们求你，真是让这些话语深深的在我们的生命里面来实现出来。
And may you, Lord Jesus, receive all the praise.
这主啊，你真的是愿你一人受到所有的称赞。
In your precious name, we pray.
奉你的宝贝的名祷告。
Let us welcome first-time visitors, friends and family.